It's Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I'm reporting live from Barnes & Noble parking lot. It's Sunday. It's the last day of staycation. I just did a podcast, and you know, I always want to do another podcast after I do a podcast. So I don't know when this one will get published or in what order. Don't really care. Just going to do one because I want to talk about goals and kind of knowing where we leave off. So back when I wrote fiction, when the land was flat, I wrote fiction. A kid's book. And whenever I ended my writing session, because I always wrote really early in the morning, whenever I ended my writing session, I would always start it back up knowing where I left off. Does that make sense? So I would stop writing at a point where I knew I could pick up the next day. Kind of at an exciting point often. I'd be like, oh, okay, blah, 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 happened, and tomorrow I get to jump back into that. And that's what I'm doing this week with the Monday through Thursday editing footage in the morning, video footage in the morning, because it is my weak point, not in doing it, but in sitting down to do it, because I just would rather keep shooting videos. And that's not gonna fly. I don't have an editor. I have to edit the footage that I put together. So I am going into tomorrow knowing where to start, which is fantastic, because I shot video, I've got it transferred, and I know where I'm gonna start as soon as I get up. Even though it's not writing, it's still in that area of creating and working, and I like to know where I'm going to start. So hopefully that will continue through my Monday through Thursday video editing challenge in the mornings, or my swap out, because like I said before, I use that in the morning is usually when I shoot video or I write. So that's the kind of stuff my brain is used to. Now I'm going to switch it. I'm going to go for a change. I'm going to sit down first and edit footage. And I think that I'm just going to take the same philosophy and practices and just always know where to start in the morning. Because then I don't have to fumble around with what, you know, what video I'm going to do or what do I have to edit. Because I have a ton of stuff to edit, but I really, really love the idea that tomorrow when I get up, I know exactly what video I'm working on. And I like that. I like that a lot. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes. And as far as goals go, you know what? I am into movable goals. So they move. So sometimes something will work and sometimes it won't. And I'm setting out the goal to do this morning, doing mornings for the next 2 weeks to see how that goes. And it will either work or it won't. And the thing is, with me is, if I go into something and I'm on day three, and I even though I said I was going to do it for 2 weeks, and I'm on day three, and I can tell this isn't working, I'll stop the goal. I don't have a problem with that. I don't need to finish it to the end if it's clearly not working. And I think movable goals are a good thing, or at least they're for me. I can only speak for me. I just like that. It doesn't mean to quit or to give up necessarily. It means to adjust and redefine. So that's what I'll do if something isn't working. Like if this 44 days of podcasting just wasn't working out, I would have ended it. I wouldn't have done it during staycation then. I would have just ended it. But going back to goals, I think it's cool to have them, but I think it's smart to know when they're not working and to readjust and redefine it and figure out a better way. And maybe this isn't working, rather than sit through a goal and suffer through the whole thing when it's clearly not working. That to me is a huge waste of my time. Again, I am talking for me. It's a waste of my time to continue on that route. I'm okay to quit and redo it, something else, try something else. And that freedom is a wonderful thing to have, because it's like, okay, I can fix it. I don't have to do it. I can have a movable goal. I can move my goal to something else. And really, the whole goal that I'm doing this week for the next 2 weeks, it's really low. I mean, it's going to be 2 hours. I'm programmed for 2 hours of video editing in the morning, Monday through Thursday. It doesn't sound like a lot, because that 2 hours is going to go by fast. But I'm keeping it a very low goal because it's an entire switch for me. Like I said, normally I get up and create in the morning. Now I'm going to get up and edit in the morning. So I'm keeping it a very low goal, 2 hours. There's a big likelihood that I will increase that just naturally. I'll probably just want to. But for right now in my brain, I have 2 hours. It's like, have you any of y'all joggers out there? I was just thinking jogging. So I'm jogging. I did a half marathon, and I had to get all trained up for that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And on days where I had to jog a mile or 2 miles or whatever, there's something about when the session is over, like when that mile is reached, the goal is reached for the day, then there's like bonus jogging. That bonus jogging feels fantastic. So knowing my behavior and my patterns, I have 2 hours of photo editing and video editing together, and I'm probably going to go to bonus hours, but I'm not obligated to. So I'm starting off small. I'm starting this just a wee little goal of switching and swapping, and we'll see how it goes. If it doesn't work, well, then I will readjust it and I will fix it so that it does, because I gotta get the videos out there. It's not good enough just to make them, you know, especially if I want my own book out there. The videos will support the book, and then hopefully I'll eventually start making money on those things, and that is the end game. That's the goal, the big goal, not the little goal. So there's all these little goals to get to the big goal, get to end game. I hope you can hear me. It's kind of windy out here. Again, this tree smells delicious. And I'm going to head back inside. I think we got maybe an hour left of Barnes. I've got another book to look through, and it's just a lot of fun. We love coming up here. It's just such a fun place for us to be. We get this neat bar seat where we sit at, and I just love it. And Tim loves it, and it's just what we like to do. This is our bar. We don't go drinking. We don't go out to eat. We're not real big travelers, but this is the thing we like to do. Come to Barnes together and work on stuff and be goofy and have a good time. And I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk, and guess what? I'm out.